We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
One of the groups to try to make sure they stayed, Save Our Bucks, Paul Henning, the front man for it. There was a Save Our Bucks show we did. I think by the time we did the show, we might have done it once, and then the Bucks were saved. But the show was like at the very end of it. There was a lot of work. You saw the billboards, the campaigning. Paul Henning back here today joins us to reflect on that, catch us up where we're at now. Paul, good to have you back on. First of all, this is like beyond our wildest dreams what's happening right now.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bart. It's a Bucks dream come true. It's a Bucks fan dreams come true. You know, it's a great time to be living in Milwaukee and living as a Bucks fan, and I'm just trying to take it all in.
So how close did you think, like how close did you think they were to leaving us? Because I felt like they would still happen. Somehow we wouldn't leave. But I know that for a while there was some conversations, there were some news items where it just seemed like, man, we may lose an NBA team.
Well, you know, you mentioned the vote earlier today. It was 21-10. So, I mean, it wasn't a landslide by any means. Five or six of those votes go the other direction. That financing package doesn't go through. We could be having a completely different conversation or no conversation right now. So, you know, at the beginning, before I understood everything, I thought there's no way. You know, we had Lazary, we had Edens, we had, you know, all these billionaires in town that were going to save us. And then once we start talking public financing and all the mechanisms it's going to take to actually get, you know, concrete poured and beams installed and framework of an arena up, it got a little nerve-wracking. And, you know, the amount of lobbying that had to be done, not just by us fans, you know, calling, but by the Bucks themselves, how much they had to curry favor from the politicians in Madison. It wasn't a shoe-in deal at all. So, I think we are very lucky to be here, and there was a chance that it didn't happen, but obviously it did.
I mean, I couldn't even imagine. It'd be like with Seattle, where they lost Kevin Durant, and you forget that Kevin Durant was a supersonic for a year. You'd say, well, yeah, Giannis was a Buck for a couple of years, but now he's maybe would have been Seattle. Now he's in the NBA Finals with Seattle or whatever. I can't imagine. Like, I don't even know why I'm bringing this up. The pain that it would bring over me if I'm watching Giannis and Middleton do this in another city and it wasn't, like, on their choosing. Like, if Middleton got traded or if Giannis left, whatever. I mean, that would suck. But if the Bucks weren't the Bucks and we had nothing, how could I even watch the NBA, Paul?
I would have probably finished my NBA fandom if the Bucks had left Milwaukee. I don't know how I could truly carry on. I probably would have stayed a Giannis fan because he's just too damn likable to not be a Giannis fan. But it would have been real hard. It would have been real, real hard. And the city would have taken a huge hit, you know. Walking around the Bradley Center when all that was going on, it was just empty parking lots down there. It was just empty gravel pits that was literally filled with garbage and, you know, not much else. So, the city of downtown has been forever changed by the Bucks staying, by the Deer District being built. And for it all to come together through the past year that we've had with COVID and staying home and, you know, going down there and being shoulder to shoulder with 20,000 people and jumping up around and screaming, you know, you never would have thought that coming out of this, we would be in this place. And it's just the most unbelievable special time to be experiencing.
Talking with Paul Henning, Save Our Bucks, part of what helped keep the Bucks here, a good fan movement to just make sure everybody knew, hey, we like this team. Don't let them leave us. Did some shows here on the station. How have you been watching the games? I saw you got to at least one. Have you been doing Deer District or home or other establishments, the games? How have you been watching these?
I'm doing a mix of them all. So, I mean, I went to game three the other night. So I was at, you know, my first NBA Finals game. My brother was there. I was there with a couple other buddies and ran into a lot of people that you know, did work and were around through the original days, you know, the very bad years. So it was great to see all those people that I've gotten to meet and gotten to know, you know, find their way into an NBA Finals game. I was at game three versus the Nets. I was at game two versus the Hawks. So I've made it to one game each series. I've watched games in the Deer District. You know, I kind of do a mix. I bounce around. I go to Goolsby's and get some wings. I go over to the Deer District. I'll go into the Brat House and have a beer. So it's just fun to walk around and see the whole scene. But there's a few games. You know, game four I did watch at home the other night because as fun as all of this is, there's still a lot of stress and anxiety that goes with watching these games. So it's a lot to take in because I just want it so bad. I want it to keep going. I want us to realize this crazy dream of the Bucks holding up the trophy and having a parade and doing it all. And now we're two wins away. So it's been fun. It's been exhausting. It's been the time of my life, and I've never experienced anything like this before.
Yeah, I try not to be enjoy the ride guy. I'm usually give me a championship. Otherwise, this is not for anything. But this has been such a fun run. I am trying to soak in each and every bit of it. When they made the NBA Finals, when they beat Atlanta, I was down at the Deer District that night, and just the euphoria down there. And for, you know, the next 3 days, it was just a shock and state of disbelief that we're actually in the NBA Finals. And I wondered, like, am I going to get into this series like I got into the other series, or am I going to be like just a happy fan this whole time? As soon as Chris Paul flopped the first time, I was like, all right, we got to win this thing. No, we got to win this thing. They go down 2-0. They tie it up, Paul. Hey, if Bucks in six is ever going to happen, why not now?
Why not now, and why not us? I was down there for the Eastern Conference Finals game 6-2. I was in the Mecca, and I went out after we clinched. And it's just Bucks euphoria everywhere. It's a dream come true. And, there was part of me that was just, okay, I'm just going to be happy to be here. And during the first two games, I kind of tried to, you know, sit on that for a little while. And now we took game three, and now we took game four, and now I'm hungry. Now I want it all. I don't want to go to the NBA Finals and lose the NBA Finals. And with the way Giannis is playing, I like to call him a man possessed right now, because I just don't see him losing the NBA Finals. Now that we got this momentum, which I do think the Bucks have the momentum in the series now, going back, even though we're going back to Phoenix, Chris Paul has had a career of playoff disappointments. He's got to have some doubt and some real soul-searching going on in his head. Not to mention, I think he might be playing injured. I think there is something to that, because he did looks like he dislocated his finger in game two and they were holding up a towel, and there's been rumors about him, you know, with a ligament tear in his hand. So I think there's something going on there. But the Bucks always seem to figure it out this year, you know, as the playoff series goes on. Budenholzer is not perfect. Those first game or two in a series, we kind of aren't the best. But then as it goes on, we seem to strategically and tactically figure things out. And I think we're at that point. If we can just hold serve, we're playing with a pretty short rotation. But, you know, Pat Connaughton has been a savior. We wouldn't be here without him. PJ Tucker, we wouldn't be here without him. Obviously, Middleton is blossoming into a star and getting his flowers in front of the whole national media. So it's just an unbelievable. Now we just need Drew Holiday to hit some shots, and I think we'll be all right.
Yeah. It's been a wild ride, man. It's been just insane the way they go down 2-0. It's like this team is good. Why I think this team is different is they're good at handling adversity. but they also they like seem to need adversity. They seem to like we need to be down before we can come back. Going back to Phoenix, man, that crowd's gonna be insane too. And you know it's kind of got that Nets series feel where you go down 2-0, you tie things up 2-2, but the way that Phoenix really had that game in Game 4. If I look to the momentum, Phoenix knows that they could be coming back to Phoenix with the chance to win an NBA championship on their home court, and they blew it. They let it get away. So I don't know if the momentum carries from a plane ride and a couple of days off and a new building, but that's kind of what I'm attaching myself to, is they knew they had that game. They knew they had the finals, and somehow they let it slip away.
Yeah. You know, looking at that locker room with Monty Williams and, you know, talking to the guys, they really seem down and dejected because, yeah, they did have it. They were up 9 points in the fourth quarter, and they weren't able to hold on. And, you know, Giannis, what he's doing has got to be inspirational for everybody in that locker room. I don't even want to mention what he is playing through because I want to forget it. But what he's doing and what he's gone through, everybody in that locker room is ready to run through a brick wall for him. And if they're not, you know, up for playing for a championship, they'll never be, but they're proven that they are. And, you know, the team carries the momentum, or the team carries the energy and the spirit of its leader. And Giannis is the best in the world right now. I don't think he can be stopped. That block that he had, I mean, that is Hakeem Olajuwon, Dikembe Mutombo, Bill Russell all rolled into one in one of the biggest moments of his life and of an NBA player's career. For it to all happen, it's special, and it couldn't happen to anybody better than our guy Giannis.
Been a lot of emotions, obviously, just the last, you know, 6 years, of course, with wondering if we're going to keep the team and the new building and the pandemonium and the euphoria and all that kind of stuff. Do you think you're emotionally prepared for either outcome? Because, I mean, we've been crushed before. So, you know, we've been crushed before, but I don't know if it'll be on this level. But I'm not sure I'm emotionally prepared for the realization that they could be actually NBA champions.
I think I'm more emotionally prepared for a loss than I am for a win. Because I've experienced gut-breaking losses so many times as a Bucks fan.
Yeah.
You know, just going back a couple years to the Raptors series, I'm less prepared for an NBA Finals win because I have no idea. But I do know that I've really gotten emotional at a few moments when I was, you know, in the NBA Finals game in the building. The lights go down. Our guy starts singing the national anthem. Tears start coming down my face. Then we go into the hype song, and that guy who's, you know, singing the song is there in person, and he's walking down the aisles. I mean, it literally kind of felt like I was living through a movie and living through something that, how do I remember every single second of this? Because I have to, because this is everything. This is what we've worked for. This is what we've dreamed about. And now I'm standing here and it's happening. And, I think it's gonna happen. I think it's our time. I think it's we've gone through so much more than what this
we're so
Suns
close.
Team has gone through.
We're so close. We are so close.
Exactly.
We deserve it.
We've
earned
been
it.
Put in our time. We have
Come
put
on.
In our time.
All right, Paul. Enjoy the game five. Enjoy game six. Hopefully, in a good way. There's no more than that. And this should be fun. And I'll see you at the parade.
All right, sounds good. I'll be down at Deer District on Saturday, so I'll see you there, and I'll see you at the parade, Bucks and Six.
All right, good to catch up, buddy.
All right, take care, Bart.
Paul Henning joining us, Bruce City Paul on Twitter. Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.